Well, Steve, three league wins on the bounce, three consecutive clean sheets and up to fourth in the table. You must be a happy man tonight.
Yeah, we looked a good side today. We looked well balanced. I thought defensively we were rock solid against a Forest team that obviously had thumped Arsenal last week and new manager in situ. So it had all the ingredients of being a very difficult game, which we expected, which it was to a degree, but I honestly thought that we were comfortable. We were, in my opinion anyway, by far the better team, and we just needed the second one, and that didn't come. So long as it gets like that, we're a little bit edgy, but overall, I was very, very pleased with the performance.
And you started the first and second half very brightly. You mentioned the fact that Karanka, a new manager here as well, they beat Arsenal in the Cup. Yeah. But you tried to silence the fans, and what a wicked ball in that was from Snodgrass for the first goal.
Oh, it was a great delivery, and of course, that's what he gives you. I think that's now his eighth assist. And exactly what we bought him for, you know. He whips an unbelievable ball in when he gets on his left foot. He looked a very good player today, and he is. I've had the pleasure of working with him before. He's happy in his environment, and when he's happy, Snoddy, which takes some getting, by the way, he goes to, you know, he's very, very difficult to play against.
Having a bit of banter, I think, with the home fans as well, wasn't he?
If there's always going to be banter if Snoddy's around, that's for sure.
For Scott Hogan, very important scoring again tonight. 2-2 games for him. Yeah. That'll do him the world of good.
Well, for a striker, that goal is the most important thing for them, that confidence, always in a striker. And let's hope in the second part of the season now, Scotty stays injury free. He's had 2-3 injuries, had a stomach problem as well, where he's had a blockage. So let's hope he stays injury free, because he could be in the second half of the season really, really valuable to us.
I mentioned three consecutive clean sheets. How difficult was it to bring John Terry back into the side tonight and leave Tommy Elphick on the bench?
Well, them as manager are always the decisions that you hope go your way. I have to say, not easy, because I've said it many, many times about Tommy Elphick as a pro. He's a great pro. Great, great lad and a good professional. To leave him out was probably unjust on mine, but John Terry's John Terry. And at the end of the day, he's the captain of the team. And I thought that we have to bring him back because of his leadership ability.
And he showed that tonight. Sixth away win now. Very important in terms of momentum this time of year to get the back-to-back home away home wins now.
Well, look, it was important that we started to get a bit of momentum. It's been very, very difficult at the club for a few years. Hopefully, we're now starting to turn the corner a little bit. But I've been in this many, many times. You can't get too carried away. So you think you've cracked this, kicks you in the backside. So we'll not get too carried away just yet.
A quick word on Glenn Whelan not coming out for the second half.
Yeah, he twisted his knee, so we'll see how he is.
And just a final word on, obviously we're January now, transfer window. How likely are we to see a new face in the Villa squad ahead of the Barnsley game?
There's a possibility. We've got a couple of irons in the fire. It's fair to say that we won't be spending millions. But, you know what, if there's somebody that we can bring in that's going to add to the squad, then good. That's what we're trying to achieve. We'll always try to achieve. And let's hope that continues.